USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A tornado roared through parts of the Houston area this afternoon. This man telling KPRC-TV he rode out the storm in his home.
I just heard a big boom. The back windows blew out of the house, and we just started seeing stuff flying past the house.
Damage to several homes and trailers and some structures that have partially collapsed being reported in parts of southeast Houston as well as in nearby Deer Park and Pasadena. Another day, another round of classified documents found, but this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says it's now a bigger issue.
What became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Former President Trump weighing in to support his VP, saying in a post on Truth Social, Pence is an innocent man who has never done anything knowingly dishonest in his life. All the victims from Saturday's deadly shooting in Monterey Park, California, have been identified, but police are still searching for a motive. They're also coming under fire for the amount of time that went by before they notified the public that a gunman was still on the loose. The shooting happened around 10:20 p.m. Pacific time, but police never held their first press conference until 3:30 in the morning, some 5 hours later. News of the shooting had already begun leaking out through other sources. Plans for the United States to send tanks to Ukraine is being finalized by the Biden administration. CNN citing three American officials who said the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be finalized this week. The decision comes as Germany said it would not send tanks to the Ukraine unless the U.S. did the same. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been pleading for more tanks from its allies. Three people are dead after an early morning shooting in Yakima, Washington. Police Chief Matthew Murray.
It appears to be a random situation. There was no apparent conflict between the parties. The male just walked in and started shooting.
A fourth person was injured. The suspect has now been taken into custody. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Google is being sued by the Justice Department.
For 15 years, Google has pursued a course of anti-competitive conduct that has allowed it to halt the rise of rival technologies, manipulate auction mechanics to insulate itself from competition, and force advertisers and publishers to use its tools.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said 8 states are also joining in on the lawsuit that targets Google's stranglehold in the online advertising market. The Super Bowl pregame entertainment has been announced by the NFL. Chris Stapleton will sing the national anthem before the start of the big game in Glendale, Arizona. Grammy-winning R&B star Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. The black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, will be sung by actress and singer Cheryl Lee Ralph. A 2-time Super Bowl veteran will be the referee for this year's big game. The NFL announcing Carl Cheffers will serve as the head official for Super Bowl 57. He was also on the officiating crews for Super Bowl 51 and Super Bowl 55. The 2023 Academy Awards nominations have been announced. Leading the way with 11 is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Tied for second most nods with 9, All Quiet on the Western Front, and The Banshees of Inisherin. Elvis is in third with 8, while Steven Spielberg directed The Fablemans comes in fourth place with 7. Actor Austin Butler says Lisa Marie Presley was the most supportive person, adding he wished she was here to celebrate with him after he was nominated for an Oscar for portraying her father in Elvis. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com. Into the paranormal. Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.